I'm very glad that I'm an Englishman and so could not play for the United States anyway. Now, let's turn to the book of Proverbs.
请各位打开箴言书。
When seeking to understand the message of any book in the Bible,
当我们呢查考任何圣经一本书的时候呢，
so that we can put its teaching to work in our hearts and lives,
最重要呢我们在我们生命中呢能够呢有用处。
The first question we should ask is, who was the author of the book?
咁我哋首先要問下自己啦，咁啊個作者係邊個呢？咁
，So we begin our examination of the book of Proverbs by considering this question of its authorship。
所以我哋首先呢就查考下箴言書嘅作者係邊個呢？咁
，The book of Proverbs is a divinely inspired collection of sayings from at least four sources。
嗰、那個講義上都寫住咧，今年咧乃係咧聖靈，唔係個意志啊，係最少從四方面搜集編成嘅，係從字唔係意志，可能係嗰個簡體字嘅緣故。
Let's look together at Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 1。
大家睇下箴言書第一章第一節。以色列王大衛兒子所羅門的箴言。
This verse, Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 1, introduces us to Solomon.
第一章第一節都告訴我們，將所羅門王介紹給我們認識的。
He was the wisest and richest king in the history of Israel.
在以色列人的歷史之中，所羅門王是一個最有智慧、最富裕的君王來的。
And he is the main author of this book of Proverbs.
他是呢這本書的主要的作者了。
The Jews say that Solomon, the author of three Old Testament books,
猶太人呢說呢這個所羅門王是聖經三卷書的作者來的。
He wrote the Song of Solomon as a young man,
當他年少的時候呢他就作雅歌了。
He wrote Proverbs in his middle age,
他中年的時候呢就作箴言。
And Ecclesiastes in his old age.
當他是年老的時候呢他寫成呢傳道書。
This is an ancient Jewish tradition.
這些是呢古老猶太人的遺傳所講的。
The Song of Solomon, written by Solomon as a young man.
雅歌呢在所羅門少年時期所寫成的。
The book of Proverbs, written by Solomon in his middle years,
在他中年的時候呢他寫成箴言。
And the book of Ecclesiastes, written by Solomon in his old age.
當他老年的時候他所寫成呢傳道書了。
It's very probable that this ancient Jewish tradition is correct.
可能呢他是以色列人的所講的嘢是啱的。
That Solomon, when he wrote these sayings, which make up a large part of the book of Proverbs, was a mature man, about 40 years of age.
當他寫成箴言書大部分的時候事實上他已經是一個中年的成熟的人來的了。
He was probably 40 years of age with a wide experience of life and a deep experience of God.
他呢在那時候呢已經有很多的人生經驗和屬靈經驗的。
Now, where did Solomon get his great wisdom?
所羅門從哪裡得到他這麼大的智慧呢？
Let's look at 1 Kings chapter 3.
我們大家看看王列王記上第三章。
First Kings chapter 3 verses 11 to 13.
第三章十一節至到十三節那裡。
Verses 11 to 13 tell us where Solomon got his great wisdom.
那裡告訴我們這個所羅門怎樣得著他的智慧。神呢就對他說了，你既然求這件事幹，不為自己求壽求富，也不求滅絕你仇敵的性命，單求智慧可以聽眾，我就應允你所求的，賜給你聰明智慧，甚至在你以前 没有像你的，在你以后也没有像你的。你所求，你没有求的，我也赐给你，就是富足尊荣，使你在世的日子，列王中没有一个能比你的。
These verses encourage us to believe that God will give us all the wisdom we need.
这几节圣经给我们呢，也鼓励我们呢，只有神能够给我们有智慧。
In any and every situation,
无论哪个情况之下，
providing we meet the condition God has set,
只要我们适合神所列出的条件。
What is God's condition for giving wisdom to his children?
那究竟神在什么情况之下就给我们有智慧呢？
The answer is in this chapter, 1 Kings chapter 3.
那答案就在列王记上第三章那里可以找到。
We'll need to look at verses 3 to 9.
我们可以从第三节那里呢就可以睇到啦。
Verses 3 to 9 tell us God's condition for giving us His wisdom.
咁啊，三節至九節咧就話俾我哋聽啊，所羅門得著智慧嘅條件啦。第三節
3 to 9 chapter 3。
列王記上第三章第三節至第九節嗰度，所羅門愛耶和華。遵行他父亲大卫的律例，只是还在幽坛献祭烧香。所罗门王上基遍去献祭，因为在那里有极大的幽坛。他在那坛上献一千牺牲作燔祭。在基遍夜间梦中，耶和华向所罗门显现，对他说：你愿我赐你什么呢？你可以求。所罗门说：你仆人我父亲大卫用诚实公义正直的心行在你面前，你就向他大施恩典，又为他存留大恩，赐他一个儿子坐在他的位上，正如今日一样。耶和华我的神啊，如今你使仆人接续我父亲大卫作王，但我是幼童，不知道应该怎样出入。仆人住在你所拣选的民中，这民多得不可胜数，所以求你赐我智慧，可以判断你的民，能辨别是非。不然谁能判断这众多的民呢？
We read here that Solomon's wisdom was God given in answer to prayer.
我哋从呢度咧就睇到啦，原来因为所罗门就有咁为件事干祷告，所以神咧就答允佢嘅祷告咯。
Because of his great wisdom, Solomon became very famous.
由于他有咁有大智慧所以他呢就好有名。
If you'll turn to 1 Kings chapter 4,
如果我哋睇下第四列王记上第四章呢，
you'll notice that Solomon was widely respected bothinside and outside Israel.
我哋会发觉他无论在国内国外也好，都是得到很多人的敬仰的。
1 Kings 4 verses 29 to 31。
请大家看下第29章，不是第列王记上第四章第29节至第31节。神赐给所罗门极大的智慧聪明和广大的心，如同海沙不可测量。所罗门的智慧超过东方人和埃及人的一切智慧，他的智慧胜过万人，胜过以斯拉人以探，并马各的儿子希曼、格各达大的智慧。他的名声传扬在四围的列国。
First Kings chapter 10
列王记上第十章呢，
which we don't need to turn to now.
我哋咧而家咧唔需要喺度翻开嗰张圣经字。
First Kings chapter 10 describes the visit of the Queen of Sheba.
嗰度咧记载咧，以示巴女王嚟到见呢个所罗门王啦。
The Queen of Sheba came from the east to prove Solomon with hard questions.
那个女王特别来到见所罗门，想用各样问题问所罗门。
She just couldn't believe that anyone could be so wise.
她没法相信有一个人是这么有智慧的。
When Solomon answered all her questions,
当所罗门能够答复他的问题的时候,
the queen said he was twice as wise as she had expected.
女王发觉原来所罗门比他所听到的智慧还多一倍那么多。
One day a Sunday school student was asked a question.
有一天有个主学生问一条题目。
The question this Sunday school student was asked by her teacher.
那个主学的先生问了一个问题了。
所罗门王为什么这么聪明呢? This student replied,
这个学生就答了,
I think it was a girl.
大概他是一个女孩子也不定呢。
Because he had so many wives to give him advice.
因为他有这么多老婆，所以给他很大的智慧。
The Sunday school student was right about Solomon having many wives.
那个女孩是对的，因为事实上所罗门有很多老婆。We
need not turn to this passage.
我们就不需要去看那张圣经。
But chapter 11 verses 1 to 3 tell us that Solomon had many wives.
列王记上11章1至3节都告诉我们，所罗门王实在有很多的老婆。
However, the Bible also says that Solomon's many wives turned his heart away from God.
但我们不要忘记，所罗门王完全因为有很多老婆，使到他离弃神了。Only
God is the source of true spiritual wisdom.
只有神，然后是属灵智慧的根源来的。
Whilst on this subject of wisdom,
当我们还在讲这个智慧的时候,
the wisdom which gave us the major part of the book of Proverbs,
箴言书所来的智慧呢,
I hope you're all familiar with James 1 verse 5.
我相信大家都很熟悉雅各书1章5节。
I'd like you to turn to this verse and read it out together.
我希望你们大家打开雅各书1章5节那里一起读。1章5节。James
1 verse 5, please read it out together.
我们大家一起读雅各书第1章第5节。你们中间若有缺少智慧的，应当求那口赐予众人，也不斥责人的神，主就必赐给他。
This verse is the greatest and clearest promise concerning wisdom in the entire Bible.
我们可以看到在全本圣经之中，这是一个应许会赐智慧给我们的。
So make it a habit to lay hold of this promise whenever you feel your need of wisdom in a certain situation.
当我们发觉某一个场合之中，我们很需要智慧的时候，我们就找紧这个应许来向神求问了。Looking
now at the notes that I've prepared for you,
请各位看一下那些笔记。
A passage of scripture which we need not turn to now.
有一段经文我们现在不需要查考的。
1 Kings 4 verses 32 to 34
就是列王记上4章32至34节那里
tells us an interesting thing.
告诉我们有些很有趣的事情。
That Solomon altogether wrote 3,500 proverbs.
所罗门曾经写过3,500句的箴言。
And 1,005 songs.
1,005首的诗歌。
So he was not only a proverb writer, he was also a musician.
他不但是箴言的作者，亦都是一个音乐家来的。
Only a minority of Solomon's proverbs are recorded in the Bible.
只有一部分他的作品记载在箴言里面。
as are only a minority of the miracles of Jesus.
好似咧，耶稣基督嘅神迹啊，只有一部分啊记载喺四福音书一样啊。
Why？
点解咧？咁
？Please turn to 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 20 and 21。
啊，请各位打开彼得后书。
Chapter 1,
第一章
20 and 21.
21至21.
2 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 and 21.
彼得后书第一章20、21节嗰度，嗰度讲啦，第一要紧的，该知道经上所有的预言没有可随诗意解说的，因为预言从来没有出于人意的，乃是人被圣灵感动，说出神的话来。
These verses teach us that the Holy Spirit has guided in the writing of the Bible.
呢两节圣经话俾我听啊，系圣灵啊，系感动人咧，就写圣经嘅。
He has shown the authors of the scriptures what to include and what to leave out.
圣灵咧话俾圣经嘅作者听，有啲乜嘢要写落去，有啲乜嘢唔应该写落去。
In the four Gospels,
在四福音书里面呢，
we have enough miracles to prove beyond all doubt that Jesus is the Son of God.
在四福音书那里呢，已经有足够的神迹记低下来呢，证明耶稣基督是神的儿子。
In the book of Proverbs, we have enough of the sayings of Solomon to enable us to live a mature, consistent Christian life.
箴言书所记载所罗门嘅说话咧，已经足够我哋啊，点样咧过着一个咧言行一致嘅基督徒嘅生活噶啦。
Please notice the second half of 2 Peter 1 verse 21. The second half of verse 21.
我哋又睇下呢个彼得后书第一章21节后边嗰橛啦。
Men moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God.
是人被圣灵感动讲出神的说话来的。
The word moved in the original Greek language of the New Testament has nothing to do with the emotions.
被圣灵感动在希腊原文呢，就完全没有一个情感的因素在其中的。
It means that the Holy Spirit upheld the writers of scripture so that they would not fall.
咁呢，意思呢就係話呢，聖靈呢就支持嗰啲作者寫出佢嘅說話嚟嘅。
This is the first meaning of the word moved in the original Greek.
喺希臘原文入面呢，就係感動嘅意思就喺呢度啦。
The Holy Spirit upheld the writers of scripture so that they would not fall.
咁呢就聖靈呢就在后面呢支持那些圣经作者呢使到他呢不会写错了。
So that they would not think incorrectly.
使到他的作者呢就不会呢就错误思想去第二
天。So that what they have written is a perfect revelation from God.
以至那些作者所写的是完全的神的启示来的。
The second Greek meaning of this word moved is very interesting.
圣灵感动的感动的字呢，第二个意思是非常有趣的。
It sees the work of the Holy Spirit as being like the wind. It sees the work of the Holy Spirit as being like the wind.
好像呢就给我们看到呢，圣灵的工作好像风一样。
Moving a sailing ship across the sea.
吹动一只船在海洋中经过。
Keeping it on an absolutely perfect course.
使到那只船能够向一定的方向航行了。
So in the book of Proverbs, we don't have one verse too many or one verse too few.
所以在箴言书里面没有一句箴言多余的，没有一句是会少了去的。
The four writers of the book of Proverbs have kept a perfect course like a sailing ship crossing the sea.
咁呢 呢個箴言書個四個主要作者咧，就好似咧就隻船咁喺一定方向咧航行嘅。
The whole book in every part is the reliable and authoritative word of God。
所以咧，箴言書係神啊完全嘅啟示嚟嘅。
So when you meet these characters for mood in verse 21, remember they have nothing to do with the emotions in the original Greek.
當我哋啊睇呢個彼得後書個21節後半嘅嗰個感動嘅字咧，我哋要認識一件事幹咧，嗰感動嘅字咧完全冇咧情感嘅因素在其中。
First meaning is that the Holy Spirit upheld the writers of Scripture.
就是第一個意思就是個聖靈就支持這件工作的。
The second meaning is that the Holy Spirit kept these writers on a perfect course.
第二個意思就是聖靈使到這些作者朝著一定的方向而走的。
But we've heard enough about King Solomon, so let's move on to the second source of the book of Proverbs.
我們呢現在呢看看第二個作者第二個來源。
I'd like you to turn to chapter 24 and verse 23.
我們大家看看24章那裡23節了。
Proverbs 24 verse 23, the second source of the book of Proverbs.
就是箴言書的作者第二個來源了。24章第23節那裡說以下也是智慧人的箴言。
The words of the wise.
智慧人的言語。
In the Old Testament history of the people of Israel,
在以色列人的歷史入底呢，
God gave some men very special wisdom.
神啊，俾一啲人啊，好有智慧。
They were known as sages or wise men.
佢哋呢，或者叫做聖賢，或者叫做智慧人啊。
Sorry.And so the second major part of the book of Proverbs consists of the divinely inspired wisdom of the Hebrew sages.
所以呢箴言書的第二部分呢是以色列人一些的智慧人所寫成的。
Notice that God's revelation in Old Testament times,
我們要注意神啊，怎樣呢？在舊約時代啟示人啊。
Any special message from God to His people？
無論咩嘅信息啊，由神嗰度嚟，以至達到呢個以色列人嗰度咧。
Including the 39 books of the Old Testament？
包括咧係39本嘅舊約書。
Could come from one of three sources。
可以咧從三個來源之一個來嘅。
It could come from the priest。
可以咧係由祭司嗰度嚟。
It could come through the prophet。
可以從先知嗰度嚟。
Samuel was a priest。
撒母耳咧係一個祭司啊。
And in the Old Testament we have the books of First and Second Samuel。
所以我哋咧係有撒爾姆記上同埋記下啦。
Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel were prophets.
耶利米等等就是先知。
And so we have their books in the Old Testament.
所以我們呢就在舊約那裡有這些書信。
Priests and prophets.
祭司和先知呢。
Then there were the Hebrew sages.
還有呢還加上呢就是聖賢人。
Including Solomon himself.
包括呢所羅門在內。
If you'll turn to Jeremiah chapter 18 verse 18,
如果你大家請各位大家睇下呢就是耶利米書第18章。
Jeremiah chapter 18 verse 18,
18章18節嗰度。
You'll see priest, prophet and sage all mentioned together.
你會發覺祭司、先知和智慧人呢就喺嗰度呢完全提及曬啦。
Jeremiah 18 verse
18。耶利米書18章18節嗰度講，佢話：他們就來，就說來吧，我們可以設計謀害耶利米，因為我們有祭司講律法，智慧人設謀略，先知說預言，都不能斷絕。來吧，我們可以用舌頭擊打他，不要理會他的一切話。
In this important verse, Jeremiah 18, verse 18,
在耶利米書18章18節那裡呢,
you'll find these three major sources of God's revelation in Old Testament days.
你會發覺在舊約時代神的啟示呢那三方又可以從三方面那裡來了。
Priest, prophet and saint.
祭司先知和智慧人
And so the second part of the book of Proverbs consists of the words of the Hebrew sages.
所以智慧這個箴言書的第二個來源呢就是那些智慧人
Looking again at our notes, Proverbs 30 verse 1 tells us the third source of this book.
我們大家打開這個箴言書第三十章第一節那裡你會發覺箴言書第三個來源呢就是呢
Proverbs 30 verse 1
30章第一節那裡說了雅基的兒子阿古尼的言語就是箴言
Here we have mentioned another author of this book whose name was Agur
這裡提到一個人的名字叫做雅基的兒子雅古尼
The original language of the Old Testament, which is Hebrew, suggests that this man Agur was an Arab prophet.
根據希伯來原文嗰度咧，話俾我哋聽呢個阿古尼啊，乃係咧阿拉伯嘅一個先知嚟嘅。
Although he was not a member of God's chosen people, Israel.
雖然佢唔係神嘅選民嘅一份子咧。
Nevertheless, Agur's wisdom came from God and so could be included by the Holy Spirit in Holy Scripture.
因為他的智慧阿古尼的智慧是由從神而來所以他所寫的東西都應該列入這個聖經裡面。
Let me again remind you that the Holy Spirit has watched over the writing of the Bible from the beginning to the end.
等我提醒你哋呢聖靈由始至終都看守住所有作寫聖經嘅人嘅。
Knowing the mind of God and the need of man.
知道呢神嘅心意同埋人嘅需要囉。
The Holy Spirit has personally guided in the selection or rejection of material for God's written word.
咁聖靈呢就做咩工作呢做一個選擇同埋放棄有啲嘅唔需要嘅經文嘅工作。
Proverbs 31 verse 1.
31章第一節嗰度呢
If you look to this verse, you'll notice the fourth author of this book, King Lemuel.
你會發覺箴言書嘅第四個來源呢就係利慕伊勒王啦。
Chapter 31 verse 1.
31章第一節那裡利慕伊勒王的言語是他母親教訓他的箴言
Who was King Lemuel?
利慕伊勒王是誰呢
He was the king of Massah an Arab tribe descended from Abraham through Ishmael
他就是馬撒是從阿伯拉罕的兒子以實瑪利所出的一個阿拉伯的民族來的
We've no need to turn to the verse now.
我們不需要查考聖經了。
But Genesis 25 verse 14 mentions Massah.
創世記25章14節呢就提過呢一個馬撒。
This Arab tribe.
是一個阿拉伯的民族。
King Lemuel's wisdom.
利慕伊勒王的智慧呢
Like that of the Arab prophet Agur
與這個阿拉伯的先知阿古尼一樣
Was also divinely given and so could be included by the Holy Spirit in the Bible
他的智慧亦都是從聖靈那裡來的所以他的言語都可以放在聖經裡面
Following our notes we turn now from the authorshipof the book of Proverbs to its date.
我們呢跟著呢由研究作者呢現在講論到呢寫作的日期了。
All of the sayings recorded in this book come from the period 1000 to 700 BC.
箴言呢大概在主降生前1000至700年所寫成的。
But the actual date of their compilation into the book of Proverbs, as we have it, will probably be around 450 B.C.
但是这本书的编成呢大概是呢主耶稣基督降生前呢450年的。
In the post-exilic age of Ezra the scribe.
大概呢那时呢就是文士以斯拉以色列人返回犹太人的犹太地方。
God's people had just spent 70 years in captivity in the east.
神的子民呢正是呢在东方呢有70年那么多呢在那里流浪的。
This represented God's punishment and chastisement because of their sin and backsliding.
这个呢就是神对神他的子民的一种惩罚。
After that 70-year period, which Old Testament historians call the exile,
这个70年呢就是圣经所讲的什么年代？
被掳的时代。
被掳时代。
被掳时代。The Jews were allowed to return to Jerusalem.
他们呢返回耶路撒冷。
To rebuild their holy city and their holy temple.
他们呢就在那时候呢就重建圣城和圣殿了。
The result was a genuine spiritual revival.
咁呢帶嚟呢一個好大嘅屬靈嘅復興。
Described in detail in Nehemiah chapter 8, which I'm afraid we haven't time to look at now. Described in detail in Nehemiah chapter 8. Nishimiti 第八章。
尼希米記第八章嗰度。
Which I'm afraid we haven't time to look at now.
我哋呢相信冇乜時間呢查考嗰卷書。
A revival during which Ezra the scribe preached sermons that lasted for 4 hours.
他所讲的道呢是呢就维持了4个钟头那么久的。
I'm not going to preach to you for 4 hours.
我呢就不会呢就用4个钟头讲道。
It was during this period of national restoration and spiritual revival.
在这个这样的民族复兴和属灵的复兴的时期里面呢
When the Jews were much more concerned about their relationship with God and their testimony before men than hitherto.
就在那时候呢以色列人呢越来越关心他们与神的关系和在人面前的见证。
But the book of Proverbs was compiled from the fourfold authorship of Solomon, the Hebrew sages, the prophet Agur, and King Lemuel.
今年呢就是这样从四方面呢就编成的了。
We now consider the purpose of the book of Proverbs.
那我们现在呢研究一下呢这个箴言的目的写作目的。
The reason why the Holy Spirit has seen fit to include it in our Bible.
那个理由在哪里呢
？Why the Holy Spirit has included it in our Bible.
为什么啊圣灵啊将这个箴言书等在圣经之里面呢
Although in terms of authorship, Proverbs is linked with Song of Solomon and Ecclesiastes because all three are from the pen and experience of King Solomon.
虽然呢箴言呢雅歌传道书可以讲到同一个作者在圣经之中呢就诗篇呢较为密切的。
Nevertheless, the closest spiritual link in scripture is not with these two books, but rather with the book of Psalms.
但是箴言书和雅歌就传道书可以讲得话不是很贴切，只反而和诗篇更加密切的关系。
I'd like you to get this very clearly.
我想你们注意点。
Proverbs and Psalms have a very close link in scripture.
诗篇和箴言的关系实在很密切的。
Even closer than between Proverbs and Ecclesiastes and the Book of Solomon, although all three were written by Solomon.
箴言仲比较呢就同埋呢个雅歌呢传道书呢更加密切的，虽然呢呢三本书的作者都系所罗门。
The Book of Psalms helps the believer maintain a sincere heart before God.
咁啊 诗篇啊，使到神与人啊，使到人啊喺神面前咧有一个咧诚实全神诚实嘅心啊。
The book of Proverbs helps him maintain a sincere heart toward men。
咁啊，箴言咧使到人啊，使到人与其他人啊有一个嘅全诚实嘅心啊。
Psalms is concerned with man's relationship with God。
啊，圣经啊，呢个诗篇啊就。话俾我听下点样与神啊维持与人神与人点样维持一个密切嘅关系啦。
Proverbs is concerned with man's relationship with man。
箴言咧关系到啊人与人之间嘅关系啦。
Proverbs is a very practical book。
箴言系一个好实际嘅书本嚟嘅。
It emphasizes conduct。
啊，着重咧行为方面嘅。
Psalms is a devotional book。
啊，诗篇咧系一个好属灵嘅书籍。
It emphasizes worship and beliefs.
啊，着重咧信仰同埋敬拜。
Placed next to each other in the Bible.
啊，两本书咧就放埋一齐咧咁。
These two books complement each other and certainly have a united relationship.
咁呢两本书咧互为补充啊，成为一个完整嘅单元嚟嘅。
Dr. Billy Graham, the famous evangelist.
最有名的報道家葛培里博士呢
He suggested Christians who wish to live in devotion toward God and in honesty before men should read a few verses from both Psalms and Proverbs every day.
他向那些基督徒作過這樣的建議他說基督徒如果要敬虔虔敬神的誠實對人的只需要每天讀詩篇箴言數節咧就可以得啦。
The book of Proverbs was compiled to be memorized。
箴言書啊，編成咧目的啊，在於記誦嘅。
You find that quite easy as Chinese people。
咁呢樣嘢咧，對於中國人咧就好容易啦。
Because the Chinese are very good at memorizing。
中國人咧好中意咧記誦一啲嘢嘅。
Most of the population in Ezra's day were unused to writing。
咁喺以斯拉時代大多數人咧就唔係好識字嘅。
So the ability to repeat scripture from memory was taken as evidence of having had a religious education。
如果當時嘅人啊能夠記住一啲嘅經文嘅話咧，咁啊當可以當為一種咧嘅宗教嘅教育嚟噶啦。
Please turn to Nehemiah 8 verse 8。
你
是未知第八章第八節。
尼希米記第八章第八節嗰度。
Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 8。
尼希米記第八章第八節嗰度講啦。他們清清楚楚的念神的律法書，講明意思，使百姓明白所念的。
This verse describes the circumstances at the time when the book of Proverbs was being compiled.
呢件经文呢就俾我哋睇到箴言书係喺边个嘅情形之下呢編成嘅。
In this verse, the Jewish scribes read to the people and helped them understand what they heard.
咁呢嗰啲以色列文士就好清楚将嗰啲神嘅律法呢讲读出嚟。亦都講明佢意思，使到啲百姓能夠明白。
Because the people themselves were unused to writing, they were encouraged to memorize.
因為啲人就唔識得寫字，所以佢哋就鼓勵佢哋就記住一啲嘅經文啦。
Memorization of scripture was also stressed in Old Testament days as a secret of living a victorious spiritual life.
咁咧喺舊約時代記眾經文咧係好受到重視嘅，咁作為咧過得性屬靈生活嘅秘訣嚟嘅。
Please turn to Psalm 119 verse 11。Psalm 119 verse 11。
大家睇下詩篇119篇第十一節。
Psalm 119 verse 11。This verse also talks of memorizing scripture。
咁呢句聖經亦都表示出記重聖經嘅重要啦。嗰度講啦，我將你的話藏在心裏，免得我得罪你。
I thank God that the brother who led me to Christ urged me to memorize a verse of scripture every day.
我好感謝主，領我得救嗰位弟兄呢，叫我呢每日呢記重一句經文。
When I'd been a Christian only 3 months,
當我呢做了基督徒只是三個月呢，
because of that brother's encouragement, I could repeat from memory of 100 verses of scripture.
由於嗰個弟兄的鼓勵呢，我可以呢記重呢100句的經節。
From different parts of the Bible.
從聖經各個卷書入記重100句。
This Bible knowledge greatly helped me in my work for the Lord.
咁呢結果呢就幫助我呢以後呢個侍奉工作好大啦。
One day a friend of mine asked me to help him to become a Christian.
有一個朋友呢問我點樣成為一個基督徒啦。
I'd only been a Christian for 3 months myself and I didn't know what to say.
咁我嗰陣時只係信咗主3個月，就唔知係點樣講好。
I had not received any training in personal evangelism.
我又未受過喺個人報道工作上高受過訓練。
Even worse, I didn't have my Bible with me.
仲弊嘅就係我嗰陣時候我冇本聖經喺手中。
So all I could do was to repeat to him the Bible verses I had memorized.
我只能夠呢將我所記得的經文呢就念出來給他聽。
After listening for half an hour, my friend said thank you and he went home.
咁佢聽咗我成半個鐘頭之後呢，佢就一聲多謝呢返咗屋企啦。
I felt very foolish and very discouraged.
我呢感覺到好唔係幾
I felt very foolish.
我覺得好自己好似好蠢咁。
And very discouraged.
好冇意
好。And I was sure that I hadn't been able to help him at all.
我發覺呢自己呢就冇乜點樣幫助到佢。
But the words of the Bible are different from any other book. The words of the Bible have life and power.
但是聖經的言語和其他的書籍有不同的地方，因為聖經的言語是生命和力量來的。
I was soon to learn that my testimony to my friend was not in vain.
我發覺我從我朋友所學習的不是沒用的。
Despite the fact that I had done no more and could do no more than just repeat Bible verses to him.
我發覺我自己冇乜嘢可以做，只能夠呢將嗰啲聖經話語重複念出嚟啦。
2 weeks later, I met my friend on the way to a meeting.
咁兩個禮拜後呢我遇到我朋友啊。
He was holding a new very big Bible, which he had obviously just bought.
佢呢就揸住一本好大嘅聖經啦。
And he said to me, after listening to you repeat all those Bible verses from memory, I went home, knelt down, and asked Jesus to become my Savior.
他告訴我，我聽了你半個鐘頭唸誦那些聖經之後，我回到家裡就跪低祈禱，我自己亦都接納耶穌基督了。
I am now going to a meeting.
我現在就去聚會。
Returning now to our notes.
現在呢我們看回我們的筆記了。
Let's notice that most proverbs among the Jews contain the comparison or illustration.
咁呢在箴言之中呢你會發覺有很多的比較和很多的舉例的。
They were a form of teaching that people found easy to understand and remember.
這些就是人聽了之後很容易接受很容易記重的。
Which is why Jesus taught in parables.
這些就是耶穌基督用比喻講道的原因。
In fact, just listen to this. 53% of all Jesus' teaching was given in parables.
耶穌基督的53% 的講道是用比喻。
53%
53%。
So if you're a preacher or a teacher or thinking of becoming one, this is something worth knowing and remembering.
如果你想做主學的先做想傳道呢你一定要記得呢句說話。
Make sure you follow the example of the book of Proverbs and the teaching method of Jesus.
请你哋咧记得咧，箴言嘅内容同埋咧耶稣基督嘅教训人嘅方法啦。
You must illustrate and explain what you say。
你应该咧就解释同埋咧多多举例啦。
However, the book of Proverbs also includes some famous sayings with no comparative or illustrative content.
但系亦当箴言啊，亦都包括一啲名言啊，而入低咧冇任何嘅比较同举例嘅。
At this point, I'd like you to notice the poetic style of the book of Proverbs.
我想你哋要注意啊，箴言之中啊，好似写成诗咁嘅句语嘅。
Most of the sayings in Proverbs are couplets. This means that most verses have two clearly defined halves.
咁啊，你会发觉啊，箴言咧有好多嘅排句嘅。
In some cases, the second half of the verse says the same as the first half in a slightly different way.
你会发觉啊，好多时候咧，下一句同上一句咧嘅意思相同嘅，但系写成咧就唔系个字句虽然有啲唔同嘅地方。
Some Chinese proverbs are like that, aren't they?
有啲中国嘅俗话都系咁样嘅，成语。
Remember that the book of Proverbs is really an Eastern book. It was written in an Eastern land.
你唔好唔记得咧，箴言咧系喺东方嘅，系用东方嘅言语所写成嘅。
So we have one kind of proverb where the second half of the verse complements the first. It says the same as the first half in a slightly different way.
系后嗰句咧，就系咧补充前嗰句嘅。虽然咧后嗰句所写成嘅咧，就与前一句咧有啲多少唔同。
Let's look at two examples.
请大家睇下咧两个嘅例子啦。
Chapter 3 verse 5.
三章五節
，a very well-known verse，
係一個好有名嘅箴言嚟嘅。箴言書三章五節，你要專心仰賴耶和華，不可倚靠自己的聰明。
Notice the two halves of this verse。
你注意兩個咧，有兩句上下兩句咧有相同嘅地方。
Trust in the Lord with all your heart。
专心仰赖耶和华。
And the second half says, do not rely on your own insight.
第二句咧就话咧，唔好依靠自己嘅聪明。
The same thing said in a slightly different way.
同一嘅意思咧，用不同嘅笔法咧写成嘅。
Chapter 10 verse 22.
第十章。
Chapter 10 verse 22.
22节嗰度，耶和华所赐的福使人富足。并不加上忧虑。
Notice the two halves of the verse。
你会发觉啦，这个句嘅上下两句。
The second half saying much the same as the first。
下一句咧同上一句咧似乎系差唔多嘅意思。
But there are also contrasting couplets in the book of Proverbs where the second half of the verse says the opposite of the first。
咁你会发觉啊，下一句咧就与上一句所讲啱系相反嘅。
Now let's look at chapter 16 verse 9 and here you'll see a contrasting proverb.
请大家看看第十六章第九节，你会发觉有些个对句上下意思是相反的。十六章第九节，人心筹算自己道路，为耶和华指引他的脚步。
In this verse, man's plans are contrasted with God's plan.
人心的筹算与耶和华的指示互相就比对了。
Some of your Chinese proverbs are the same. The second part of the proverb contrasts with the first part.
有些中国的成语都是一样。
So I think that Chinese Christians can probably understand the book of Proverbs better than I can as an Englishman.
咁我相信中国人就明白箴言多过我自己明白箴言。
We come now to the actual contents of the book of Proverbs.
我哋而家咧注意下箴言书嘅内容啦。
At the bottom of our first page of notes.
请大家睇下讲义嘅第下半段啦。
Many books of the Bible have a very clear outline.
圣经好多嘅书都有好清楚嘅大纲嘅。
If, for example, you had asked me to speak to you on Paul's epistle to the Romans I could have given you a crystal clear outline.
啊，如果你想我话俾你听啊，关于罗马书嘅大纲咧，我可以咧好清楚话俾你听。
One that you could very easily remember.
你亦都可以咧好容易记得我所俾嘅大纲。
However, in the case of this book, the book of Proverbs, it's difficult to discern any clear outline.
咁啊，但係關於箴言書嘅大綱咧，有陣時咧唔容易咧俾嘅。
Many of the sayings are placed side by side without any obvious link with each other at all。
你會發覺有啲箴言啊，一路咁寫成嘅，但係佢咧互相不關聯嘅。
However, I can give you the following broad outline of content。
所以我只能夠將箴言書作以後粗略嘅大綱。
Chapter 1 verse 1 to chapter 9 verse 18.
第一章第一節至到九章十八節啦。
The importance of wisdom.
講及咧智慧嘅重要性啦。
Chapter 10 verse 1 to chapter 22 verse 16.
十章一節至到廿二章十六節咧。
The Proverbs of Solomon.
講及咧所羅門嘅箴言啦。
The third part of the book from chapter 22 verse 17 to chapter 24 verse 34, the words of the sages.
咁咧第三部分咧就係22章17節至24章34節嗰度講及咧聖言嘅言語啦。
Turning now to the second side of our notes and the fourth part of the book of Proverbs, additional Proverbs of King Solomon.
第四部分呢就是所羅門箴言的第下集啦，是由25章1節至到29章27節嗰度嘅。
The fifth section of the book, the words of Agur, chapter 30 verses 1 to 33.
三十章咧就自成為第五大段啦，就係阿古尼王嘅箴言嚟嘅。
Sixth section, the words of King Lemuel in chapter 31 verses 1 to 9.
三十一章一至九節嗰部分咧就係利慕伊勒王嘅箴言嚟嘅。
Finally, a special portion for the sisters here this morning, the poem of the perfect wife.
箴言書十章十三十一節，似乎為眾位嘅姊妹而寫都唔定啦。講及咧賢婦嘅詩篇。
Let me say this to the girls this morning. You may not be married yet, but when you are, notice this passage in the book of Proverbs. It will tell you how to be a perfect wife.
在座姊妹，咁咧你而家仲未結婚啦，將來結婚嘅時候咧咁。等我呢提醒你關於呢個31章10至13節，使到你哋將來成為一個呢最好人家最好嘅老婆。
Proverbs chapter 1 contains teaching particularly suited to the needs of young people.
咁箴言書第一章呢所列出嘅教訓啊，最能夠迎合青年人嘅需要啦。
Well, the last chapter, chapter 31, describes the character of a perfect wife.
31章呢就描述一個美完全嘅婦人啊。
She's also an ideal mother.
佢亦都有一個好好嘅一個完全嘅母親嚟嘅。
And this shows the special contribution the book of Proverbs has in scripture.
咁呢啲呢就俾我睇到箴言書對於個人嘅好處啦。
It's a practical handbook on behaviour and conduct for the whole family.
係一個咧敦品禮行嘅家庭用嘅手冊嚟嘅。
Christians see this book of Proverbs as their guide and compass for establishing a truly Christian family.
咁咧基督徒咧就。就應該將佢當為佢哋嘅指引，當作建立基督化家庭嘅指南嚟嘅。
A family pleasing to God and a testimony toward men。
咁樣嘅家庭咧，咁樣嘅然後咧得到神嘅喜悅，同埋咧喺人面前有個美好嘅見證嘅。
我哋會用第二段嘅時間，或者話結尾嘅時候啲時間俾大家問問題，特別着重箴言裏面所講嘅教訓。
We are faced in this by a very real difficulty.
我哋要面對好大嘅難題嘅。
And the difficulty is this.
個難題就係咁。
As the book of Proverbs contains so many, many sayings.
因为箴言记载了好多嘅圣言。
Often unrelated with each other, but each containing an important aspect of truth.
佢哋好似唔系好关联咁，但每一句自己都有嗰个真理喺里边嘅。
It just isn't possible in one session to deal with all the teachings of this book.
所以你唔可以喺一个钟头嘅时间嚟到讲晒所有嘅真理。
The teachings are almost as many as the individual proverbs themselves.
每一句自己独立嘅都可以成为一句嘅真言。
So I hope you'll take the time to read through this book yourself.
所以希望大家喺屋企嘅时候继续嘅读呢卷嘅箴言嘅书。
Meditating on each proverb or passage as you come to it.
默想每一段每一句嘅说话。
Because only in this way will you gain a really comprehensive grasp of all that this great book teaches.
因为只有用呢个方法，你先能够完全嘅明白。依卷书里面嘅真理。
In the limited time available to us this morning, we'll need to copy the work of the Holy Spirit and select.
喺以下时间，我哋只系好似圣灵咁样，只系做一个选择。
Just as He has chosen what we need of the Proverbs of Solomon and the miracles of Jesus and included them in our Bible.
好，来看看圣灵在今天这段的时间给我们要学些什么。
By guiding the minds and pens of the various authors of scripture.
好，来看看圣灵在昔日怎样带领作者去写这些说话。
Although it's impossible to discuss all of the book of Proverbs in this session,
我们说过你不可以在这段时间讲完全部的教训。
It is possible to select and examine together some of the most vital teachings.
但我们仍然可以选出一些很重要的教训出来。
We'll see how much we can get through in the time available to us.
我们看看剩下的时间能够学到几多。
I hope we'll be able to examine closely five very important teachings.
我要看五个重要的教训。
Firstly, concerning true wisdom.
第一，有关真智慧的。
This is the major theme of the book's first nine chapters.
这个就是箴言头九章最重要的教训。
When you read chapters 1 to 9 in the book of Proverbs, you at once discover a most fascinating thing.
当你从第一章到第九章的时候，你会发觉一件很突出的事情。
The best example of which I'd like you to look at now in chapter 1 verses 20 to 23.
大家看第一章第20至到23节。
Chapter
1
verses 20 to 23.
第一章20至23节。智慧在街市上呼喊，在宽阔处发声，在热赖街头喊叫，在城门口在城中发出言语，说你们愚昧人喜爱愚昧，亵慢人喜爱亵慢，愚顽人恨恶知识，要到几时呢？你们当因我的责备回转，我要将我的灵浇灌你们，将我的话指示你们。
In these four verses and also other parts of the book of Proverbs，
在四节同埋其他箴言所讲嘅。
Wisdom is presented to us not only as a quality, but as a person.
智慧俾我哋睇见到唔单系一个嘅特质，而系一个嘅位格嚟嘅。
This is why a book has been written called Christ in Proverbs.
所以我哋见到呢部书写箴言中嘅基督。
Because wisdom in the book of Proverbs is a person, a type of the Lord Jesus Christ.
智慧在箴言书里面写到好像一个人咁样，是预表到这个基督。
And the Lord Jesus is the source of all wisdom.
而耶稣基督就是这个智慧的源头。
We all know that John 14 verse 6 is in the Bible.
我们在用福音第十四章第六节可以看。
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
我是真理、道路、生命。
But how many of you are familiar with Colossians 2 verse 3?
但我哋有几多人系熟悉哥罗西书第二章第三节
？You look at this verse and you'll see why Christ is mentioned in the book of Proverbs。
如果我哋读嗰节嘅圣经，我哋可以知道点解耶稣系记载喺依本书里边。
Colossians chapter 2 and verse 3。
哥罗西书第二章第三节。
I'd like you to read out this verse together and remember that it speaks of Jesus.
我哋一齐睇读呢段呢一节嘅圣经，我哋睇下呢段圣经点样讲到耶稣基督。所积蓄的一切智慧知识都在他里面藏着。
So here in Colossians chapter 2 verse 3, we have the fulfillment of the type in Proverbs 1 verse 9 of Christ as our wisdom.
在这一节我们看到耶稣基督就是满足到在箴言书第一章第九节所讲到的智慧。
So notice that in these first nine chapters of Proverbs, wisdom not only is a quality to be desired, but as a person we need to get to know.
So we 听到智慧唔单止一个特质我哋要有嘅，更加嘅就话系一个嘅人我哋要学校嘅。